Hey, guys. Hello, welcome to Meet the Shoe Podcast. Shackle History Unleashed. I am Sade.
I'm Nina.
Yes, today we're going to talk about is it systematic racism with hospital transplants?
Yes.
And it's like, it's so systematic through everything, every area in the world for us. Even in the hospitals, we can't get the help that we really need. You know what I'm saying? We can say we're in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel that Black
we're women, lying.
We're lying, but we're stronger. Mm-hmm. We could take pain. We could tolerate pain more than anybody else. What do you think? I know with childbearing, I'm a high tolerant to pain. So I a lot of times I don't feel the contractions. So they would have to monitor me because, I mean, I guess I was fit to have babies. I don't know. But at the time, you know, it's like, when do we get the full treatment? When do we get justice in the medical field?
Well, you're not necessarily going to get any justice when it comes to medical. We have to often ask questions, right? Mm-hmm. Everything that you're going through prior to you going to your doctor's appointment, you got to have a list written out of what the things that's wrong with you, because right. They will write you off. They'll just send you on your way. They'll give you the same medication that they're giving someone else that is diagnosed with the same symptoms, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe not even check you and say, oh, okay, well, that's high, but I'm going to speak for myself, high blood pressure. My mm-hmm. doctor been telling me, been giving me the medication that hasn't been working. My blood pressure for the past 5 days now has been extremely high.
Oh my
and
God.
I don't want to keep taking a whole bunch of different medications, right? So mm-hmm. psychologically, you say, like, dang, I don't even feel like going to the doctor, right? But mm-hmm. you want to go to the doctor because, you know, you're having blood pressure issues that leads to heart attack, that leads to stroke. So automatically in your mind, you're thinking like, I don't want that, you know, because that would strip you of your independence.
Right.
What ended up happening was the other day, there was a study that they done that they would take a racial test for people that was on the list for a kidney. And what the doctors was finding out was that the people that was in the line to get a kidney or to get a heart transplant was real slim opposed to other cultures, right? So Black people had been on the list for I was listening to this lady. She had been on the list for over 10 years, mm-hmm. but she was qualified to get the kidney in 2015.
Okay.
And they didn't tell her about it until 2019.
Oh,
so just
wow.
imagine she was on the list to get a kidney. She should have gotten it 4 years prior to when they told her. They're saying that they're going to take these type of tests away, but they haven't. They haven't. The only thing that a person can do that's Black that's waiting on a list is constantly question, constantly go behind your doctor, constantly mm-hmm. go behind the specialist that you went to see. It's like you got to keep on policing the people that's in charge of your health.
Right.
Yeah
you do. I know for my cousin, he has had a kidney transplant probably 10, 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Now it's time for him to have another transplant because it does not last long.
Yeah.
Our kidneys.
Yeah.
So he's waiting now on a transplant list.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
He had to, you know, go through the changes. You can't eat certain foods. You can't smoke cigarettes or drink alcohol. They test
no
you.
Smoking
you
no, no smoking weed. No weed.
Oh yeah, for sure. No weed.
Yeah.
Be a certain weight for them to give you this transplant.
Right.
And you gotta find somebody that's compatible with your blood type.
Yeah.
So he's been waiting for some years now, maybe 3 or 4 years, you know, and in the meantime, he is going through, you know, dialysis, kidney dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so, oh my God, I can imagine it's draining, you know, and having to do it 3 times a week or 2 times a week. But, you know, you sitting on this list and waiting, and it's like, when is my turn going to come, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. And I notice it's a lot of Black African-American men that are waiting for a kidney, you know?
Right.
They're waiting years. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I know that even it's the same. It's the same stipulations for a heart as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're leading up to surgery, you have to eliminate. Like you got to go on a strict diet that they tell you that they want you to abide by, according to, you know, prepping you for surgery, right? Right. And some people jump in front of other people when it comes to the heart. Now, I don't know about the kidney, but mm-hmm. I've heard people get in line in front of people right. if they have specialties, circumstances that they can get in front of somebody else. It mm-hmm. also has to do with the state that you live in, right?
Oh, yeah.
According to the state, like, you know, here we have the Mayo Clinic down there where you are. And a lot of people, being as though the world uses that hospital, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people like pray to even get in there to get an appointment.
Yeah. Yeah. And older, young, old people, yeah, are waiting on the heart transplant list. And yeah. I was talking to a nurse that worked hand in hand in that area.
Uh-huh.
He was expressing, you could count on one hand who Black, if anybody Black of color received a transplant, kidney or heart. At first, she was, and this was like 6 months ago. She said, there are plenty of Black people on a wait list, but are they servicing these individuals? No, they're not. So she was getting kind of pissed and mad to the point where she didn't want to be here anymore, because she's seen a lot of shady, like, prejudiced things, you know.
And
it is sad that, you know, a person comes, want to, you know, be in that field, and you went to school all this time to mm-hmm. help others, to help people, to mm-hmm. cure, you know, or try to have somebody's life live long. And when you're not getting that help with the company you're working with, or the department, I'm not going to say the whole clinic, the department, and they're not utilizing their part of the resource to give these Black people, men or women, a heart or a kidney.
Right.
And she said that they would have excuses. Well, this person didn't lose enough weight, or this person didn't. I'm going to tell you about weight. Some of us are born to be big boned and heavy people. You can't get away with, you know, they get small for a minute and go right back to the size you were. I mean, I barely eat, and I done gained about 30 pounds. I don't know what it is. I know I eat a lot of sweets sometimes, but I'm like, okay, you see I'm trying to lose weight. I lost 10 pounds, 15 pounds. Why don't you provide this heart for me? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't have enough energy in me right now, because my heart is not working properly. So
That's the same with they're making the world be dependent upon medication, because that's what the United States is, you know, based a lot of their money on, right? In the healthcare field, it goes according to Big Pharma, right?
Yeah.
Big Pharma is getting all the money. And we also, another case that we were that you have found today that we were taking a look at was North Carolina State University closes Poll Hall building after 150 cancer cases are linked back to that building. So if 150 people got cancer because they were in a building, what was they in inhaling fumes in the
I'm quite sure the building probably is old, and I'm quite sure it's asbestos or some kind of foreign, you know,
yeah,
object that you use to build the building, because a lot of stuff they built with back then, years mm-hmm. years ago, it wasn't it was poisonous. It lead paint, all that. You know what I'm saying? So it would give you some kind of sickness. And I'm assuming a lot of those people being in that building for so long, or if you're working there, going to school there, inhaling those films.
Yeah, it says they accumulated forms of cancer, including lymphoma. Mm. Am I saying that right?
Yes,
thyroid and breast cancer.
Mm.
Yeah, so this date back to the toxins placed in a ban on the dangerous toxin in 1979, but mm-hmm. the building was built in 1971.
Mm-hmm. See?
So that is a lot of our peers, like between 1971 and 1979, right? Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say that, not our peers. It would be our mother's peers, right?
Right.
Because it was college. That was, we were born in between.
Right.
71 right. and 79, exactly. Look, right?
Don't
but we ain't that old, right? Don't put no more. So it would be the, our parents' peers, yeah. right?
Yes, exactly.
Were there, you know, going to college there and, you know, got sick and developed cancer from school. Like, that's what I'm saying. All this stuff is systematically wrong, right? And that's what our channel is based on, about the systems, right? That we gotta abide by on a daily basis. Education, the prison,
right.
the welfare. Like, every single system is wrong. It's something foul about the whole system, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they continue to, they keep on finding all these different holes in the system, but won't change it. There's nothing that they've changed that has helped the United States in no way. Everybody dying and getting sick. Either die, you're damn near dead. You're dying again yeah. sick. You're dying again sick. Like,
yeah.
what is that?
What was intriguing to me, too, by being in this area,
uh-huh.
A lot of doctors, you know, there are holistic doctors that kind of want you to go the holistic route on, you know, being curing yourself or trying to lose weight the holistic, you know,
right.
natural ways and stuff.
Yeah.
Then you have some doctors, they have a way with the big pharma and they use their medication. So they get perks. I'm just going to cut it out like this. They get perks by prescribing medication. They get
yeah.
extra on top of, you know, whatever the hospital's paying them by the hour or salary.
Right.
They're like, okay, we're going to give you this pill for your blood pressure. We want you to try this new trial.
Mm-hmm.
And we think it might work for you. And getting thousands of dollars of selling that stuff. Pharmaceutical medication.
Right.
That's crazy to me.
I mean, it's all, like I said, it's all, excuse me, it's all a business. It's mm-hmm. all a system. It all results back to money, right?
Yeah.
And if it's not beneficial to the system, uh-huh. then of course they're not going to do anything. They make it like they're going to do the things to change the world and to change the, you know, what's going on. That's not it.
Mm-mm.
That's not it. I don't see anything of it getting changing anytime soon. Maybe. I see it getting worse. And then even with now with the AI situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got the what you had sent about the AI. It's an AI studio. It's an AI. You know, like a pharmacy, not, it wasn't pharmacy. It was a beauty counter, right?
Yes.
It was a store that was all AI generated, right? How on this earth can you program a computer? I mean, they're doing it, right?
Yeah.
A computer to satisfy health. That means that you're going to be talking to robots pretty soon when it comes to being a doctor.
Hope not.
the doctor, the nurse, and they keep saying, if you want to be successful in life, you need to do a trade because there's not a computer that can do a trade. Well, they're trying to build the computers to do the trade. They're trying to build the robots to do the trades, the plumbing, heating, electric, all of that, you know? They're trying to electrify everything, right?
Yeah.
They're even trying to make it to where everything electric can be underwater, in the water. I mean, just all of it is just, it's crazy.
It is. It really is. it's like the world is heading to, what is the a couple of shows, the Jetsons / iRobot / right. What is this other movie that I watched? Oh, with the Obamas, you know, that movie, they stopped, started. Yeah. I'm like, it's scary. I'm sorry, I don't want to see this. I really don't know. But yeah, you know what? I would think hair industry, barbering. I would think that those jobs wouldn't be taken. You know? So thank you guys. I don't know what happened to Danina. I think she's in here somewhere. Hopefully her phone didn't go die on me. So this will end our broadcast, and we will thank you for tuning in to another episode of Meet the Shoe Podcast. Support our sponsors, Cashmere Luxe Hair Salon, Lena Beans, and support Bossed Up Beauty. Thank you guys, and have a nice evening.